It is Perk Zion Mishnah Vav 7-6. Here we have Rabbi Yoshua from the previous Mishnah and Rabbi Papias from the previous Mishnah going together with a single testimony. And they're testifying regarding the status of a shlamim, a korban shlamim, that gives birth while it's already been consecrated as a shlamim. So before it's been sacrificed, this animal has offspring. The status of the offspring is the question. Now, midoraisa, everyone agrees that if you have a shlamim, and it gives birth, so then the offspring is also shlamim and should be treated the exact same way. However, there is an opinion here of Rabbi Eliezer that midrabanan, we don't treat the offspring as a shlamim. Instead, we'll take this, you know, lamb or kid or calf, and we'll essentially let it die. And the reason why is because he's concerned, he claims that there's a rabbinic concern, and a rabbinic enactment, therefore, of a concern, the people will delay in bringing their shlamim until the parent has offspring. Now, that would have essentially multiple negative consequences. One is there's a mitzvah to bring a korban, the first opportunity that one has when one goes to visit the Beis HaMikdash. That's mitzvah's ase. There's also a lav called bal ta'acher, not to delay in bringing a korban after three consecutive regalim, one is over the lav. In addition, the bartender points out there's the rabbinic concern here that people, if they have a like incentive to not offer their shlamim, because they figure, listen, if I leave my shlamim unsacrificed, it could have a whole, you know, army of offspring, and I could bring, you know, 1,000 korbanos or something like that. So along the way, a person will essentially lose track. He'll end up doing a iser of either working or shearing the shlamim and the like, and therefore the rabbi said we don't want there to be any shlamim lingering about, and therefore it's a disincentive. We say if the shlamim has offspring, it can't be brought as a shlamim as well. Basically just left to die in like a kippah, and like it's just left to die. So that's the machlokas here. Inside the Mishnah says, Hey'id Rabbi Yehoshua Rabbi Papias al Velad shel shlamim. A Velad is an offspring. So the offspring, the newly born calf from a shlamim cow, or a kid from a shlamim goat, or a lamb from a shlamim sheep, yikrav shlamim. It's brought like a regular shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash as any other shlamim. And they say that because Rabbi Eliezer omer, shevlad shlamim lo yikrav shlamim. Because Rabbi Eliezer's position was that one does not bring the child of a shlamim, the offspring, as one would bring the parent, because of the concerns I told you before. It's a din derabanan to prevent people from letting their shlamim go unoffered, and then bad things happening. V'chacham omrim yikrav, but v'chacham ruled, like Rabbi Yishud and Rabbi Papias, that it's brought the same way. Now, up to now we're discussing sort of in theory what people's Mesorah was, but in practice now, Rabbi Papias says he has personal experience, a precedent that follows his position. Ani meid, says Rabbi Papias, I testify, shehai salanu fara zivche shlamim, we had a cow which was brought as a shlamim, and prior to its shechita, after its consecration, it gave birth to a calf. So that calf also was treated as a shlamim. V'chalnua b'pesach, we ate the original shlamim Pesach time, as a shlamim, like shlamim simcha, let's say. V'achluna v'lada, and we ate the calf, its offspring, as a shlamim b'chag, on the subsequent holiday. The pashas here would be the chag here really referring to as the chag of Shavuos, because, like I said before, there's mitzvah ase to bring your korban at the first opportunity, so that'll be Shavuos, assuming that they went Shavuos next. Whatever the case is, the point is the chag here, which typically refers to Sukkos, in this case presumably refers to Shavuos, but whatever the case is, the point is that Rabbi Papias is saying that indeed I have first-hand experience of treating the vlad, the offspring of a shlamim, as a shlamim. And halacha here would follow the chachamim, follow Rishuv and Papias, that indeed the vlad, the offspring, is treated like a shlamim.